Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Hey. We left off on the bottom of Daf Dalet on the Beis. We are at Tanan Hassam. Today's daf shir is sponsored by Elisha Graf in honor of Shraga Goldenhirsch. We thank him for the sponsorship once again. Today we're going to discuss two basic topics. The first topic is that we're going to go through six different suggestions for the source that chametz must be destroyed on Erev Pesach. That you don't only have to destroy it on Pesach, but already halfway through the day on Erev Pesach that it has to be destroyed. And we'll have, again, six suggestions throughout Amud Aleph of today's daf. In the course of that discussion, we're going to translate the word Rishon, and we're going to show that the word Rishon doesn't always mean first. Sometimes it means the day before. So that's Amud Aleph. And on Amud Beis, the topic of the Gemara is the Isser of Chametz in various locations other than one's own home, and whether Chametz that belongs to a non-Jew is Asr to have in your property. So it's about Chametz that is either not yours, or Chametz that is not in its normal place in your home, whether that's included in the Isser of Chametz as well. And that's going to lead to a brief discussion of whether a person is considered to be the owner of money that he's responsible to replace if it were to be lost. Is a davar agorim lemamon kimamon dami or not? Something that you are responsible for, does that necessarily become yours? So again, let's pick up from Tanan Hasam. Rameir Omer, Ochlin Kal Chamesh Vesorfim B'chila Sheish. Rameir had said that you could eat Chamesh the entire fifth hour of Erev Pesach, and you burn Chamesh at the beginning of the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochlin Kal Arba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can only eat Chamesh through the first 4 hours. Vitolin Kal Chamesh, in the fifth hour, you cannot eat Chamesh, but you are not yet Chayiv to burn Chamesh. Vesorfim B'chila Sheish. But we burn the Chamesh at the beginning of the sixth hour. But the Kuli Amamiya, Chamesh everyone seems to agree, all Tanaim seem to agree, that Chametz from 6 hours and on is definitely Aser, and that seems to be an Issur D'Oraisa from 6 hours and on. Minolon, so where do we learn that Issur? This Issur of Chametz, Mishay Shal Sulamayla. Now, there are many Surim of Chametz, and on Pesach, you're not allowed to own Chametz, you're not allowed to benefit from Chametz, you're not allowed to eat Chametz, you have to destroy Chametz. There are lots and lots of halachos of Chametz. The Gemara is not abundantly clear about which particular Isser we're talking about when we say that there's an Isser of Chametz on Erev Pesach. The Rosh and many other Rishonim assume that the Shail of the Gemara is, how do I know that it's Asr to keep Chametz around Mishay Shalos Lamaila, and you have a Chiv to be Mevair Minatora at that moment. You have a Chiv to destroy it, to get rid of it. Presumably it seems that it's a mitzvah of Tashbisu and the Isser of Bali Ra Bali Matzei all at once, that there's an Isser to own Chametz Mishay Shalos Lamaila. The Ramban writes, from the fact that the Gemara says Asr Minolan, sounds like the Shail is even on the Isra Achila, because even though there's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon later on in Daf Chav Ches, whether one gets Malkus for eating Chametz on Erev Pesach, but everyone seems to agree that an Isser does exist. The question is whether that Isser carries with it a Chi of Malkus, but there is definitely an Isra Achila of Chametz on Erev Pesach. So Gemara is either asking about the Isser to own Chametz, or the Isser to own Chametz plus the Isser to eat Chametz. But how do I know that this already begins on Erev Pesach? So, suggestion number one, Amar Abaye, Trei Kroik Sivi. There are two different psukim that the only way to resolve them would be to explain the Chametz is us already on Erev Pesach. Siv, it says on the one hand, the pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Sa'or Lo Yimatzi Bevatechem, that for 7 days you can't have any Sa'or, you can't have Chametz in your house. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, Ach B'yom HaRishon, Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibatechem, that on the Yom HaRishon, you should destroy the Chametz from your house. Now, for 7 full days, you can't have any Chametz in your house. How can you still be destroying Chametz on the first day? If it's on the first day, those 7 days have already begun. It's too late to be destroying Chametz. So HaKetzad, how can these two psukim make sense with each other? L'rabos arba asr l'bir. Now, what it must be coming to do is to teach me that on the 14th day, you already have to destroy the Chametz. Meaning on the day before Pesach, on the day before the first of those 7 days, you have to destroy the Chametz. And that's what Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisu Sar Mibatecha means. It doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, it means the day before Pesach. Ve'emal Rabbi Seli Chamisha Asar Lebiur. How do I know that? Maybe when it says Biyom Arishon Tashbis Somer Petechem, it really means the first day of Pesach. But maybe what it means to say is that on the night of the first day of Pesach, you have to destroy the chametz, the salkadai to chamina, because I would think, yeah, it says that you're not allowed to have chametz around for 7 days, but it doesn't say anything about nights, that yamim ksiv, yamim in, leilos lo, kamash mulana filu leilos, that I would think that only daytime is included in the requirement of shivas yamim, sa'or lo yimatsim batechem. So that's why it has to tell me that even nighttime is included. Says Gemara, no, hahulo it's strichalei. That I don't need a pasuk for. The iskish hashpasa sa'ar, meaning to tell me that there's an iser of chametz on the first night of Pesach, is already obvious to me, because ha'iskish hashvasa sa'or la'achilas chametz va'achilas chametz la'achilas matzah. The Torah itself compares the requirement to destroy chametz to the iser to eat chametz, and the iser to eat chametz to the mitzvah to eat matzah. So they all happen at the same time. When there is a mitzvah to eat matzah, there is also a mitzvah to have chametz already destroyed, and there's an iser to eat chametz all at that time. Where do we find that the Torah links all of these topics to each other? Hashvasa sa'ar la'achilas chametz. We find that the Torah links destruction of chametz to the iser of eating chametz. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says shivas yamim sa'ar lo yimatzi b'vateichem. It says for 7 days you shouldn't have any sa'or in your house. Kikol ochel machmetzes, and then right away it talks about eating chametz, that you chayev karis for eating chametz. So you see the mitzvah of destroying chametz and the issue to eat chametz are clearly linked with each other in the pasuk. Va'achilas chametz la'achilas matzah. Where do I know that there's a connection between the iser of eating chametz and the mitzvah of eating matzah? Because the pasuk says, "Kol machmetzes lo sochelu bechol moshvaseichem tochlu matzos." Says, "Don't eat chametz; rather, bechol moshvaseichem, you should eat matzos." Uksiv bebe matzah, and we know about matzah. When is the zman of matzah? But erev tochlu matzos. That in the zman of matzah is already on the first night of Pesach. It's but erev tochlu matzos. So from these connections, I already see that there's a requirement to have chametz destroyed by the night, by the first night of Pesach. So ve'emal rabos lel yudalid lebiur. But maybe what the pasuk is coming to teach me is that I can still do biur on the first night of Pesach. Granted, by the first night of Pesach, I have to be destroying chametz. There's a mitzvah of destroying chametz. But how do I know that it has to be done before the first night of Pesach? Maybe it could be done on the first night of Pesach. Says Gemara b'yom ksiv. No, the pasuk says b'yom arishon tashbis sarmi batechem. That on the first day you have to, or on the yom arishon, whatever rishon means, b'yom arishon you have to be tashbis sarmi batechem. So it can't be referring to the first night of Pesach. So it's got to be talking about during the daytime on erev Pesach. Ve'ima mitzafra. Okay, during the daytime in erev Pesach, but how do I know it's halfway through the daytime? Maybe it's in the morning of erev Pesach. So it says Mar ach chilek. The word ach in the pasuk tells us to divide the day in two parts. The pasuk says ach bayom arishon tashpisu sarmi batechem. Ach tells me split the day in half, that the first half of the day is mutter to have chametz, second half of the day is asr to have chametz. How does the word ach tell me to split the day in half? Rashi has two deos. If you look at Rashi, ach chilek, Rashi says, first of all, achin v'rakin mi'utin. Every time in the Torah, there are certain key words in the Torah that tell us to be marbe, to include more, to be more inclusive, and certain key words in the Torah that tell us to be memai, to be more exclusive. Ach and rak are words that are a miut. Alma miktsas hayom mutter, umiktsas aser. So from the word ach, we're being mima'it part of the day from the iser. We're saying some of the day is included in the iser, some of the day is not. Umiata yesh lanu l'chalik, chatsi l'iser v'chatsi l'heter. So how do we know it's half-half? Maybe it's the first 2 hours and then the next 10 hours. How do I know to divide it half-half? Because it's most logical that if the Torah is telling me that part of the day is included in the iser, part of the day is not included in the iser, so most logical to divide it down the middle, to divide it half. in two halves. V'ika da amar achu chetz begematria da achas b'ta gif dekatz in a certain type of gematria where you skip every seven letters, where each letter relates to the letter that's seven letters ahead of it. So ach is chetz. V'tofes ches tachas aleph v'tzadi b'makom chaf, and that's how you know to split the day in half. That's how the word ach teaches it to us. So if that's the case, it seems that the Gemara is darshaning a real drasha d'oraisa. So we say every morning before Pesukei Dezimra, the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. Now, in reality, there are a lot more than Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. It's not so clear why that list is identified as the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. It doesn't even seem to be the 13 most common. Some of them aren't all that common of those Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. But there are multiple other Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. So there is an interesting discussion in Rishonim whether Gematria is one of those Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. Do we ever have Gematria that teaches us the din d'oraisa? According to the second day in Rashi over here, not only does gematria teach us even these unusual forms of gematria, where you have one letter related to not a number but to seven letters ahead of it. We do have gematria in the classical form seem to teach us din d'oraisa. It's machlokes rishonim whether it's an asmachta or a real limud. The Gemara learns in Maseches Nazir that how do I know stam nazirus is lamed yom? That if a person says I'm going to become a nazir, that it's a minimum of 30 days, that we assume that the period of Nazirus is going to be 30 days. A person can't say, I'm going to be a Nazir for 5 minutes. It's 30 days. Person has a minimum of becoming a Nazir. So the Gemara Darshan is from the word Yihiyah. How does the word Yihiyah teach me that Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom? Because the gematria of the word Yihiyah is 30. So that's how we see that it's 30 days. So it could be gematria is also a Mida, Shatar and Dresh's Ben. But anyway, that is approach number one. Again, we want to know, how do I know the Chametz is ready Yasser and Erev Pesach? So approach number one is because when the pasuk says "Ach b'yom rishon tashpisu sormi b'techem," it can't mean the first day of Pesach, because we have another pasuk that says for all 7 days you're not allowed to have any chametz, so it must mean the day before. How do I know to split the day before? The word ach tells me to split the day before. Second approach of how I know that the word biyom arishon means the day before, even without without comparing it to the pasuk of shivas yamin of the 7 days that you're not allowed to have chametz, says Gemara debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana matzino yudalit shenikra rishon. We know that the Torah refers to erev Pesach as Rishon Shenemar, Barishon, Barba, Salachodesh. It's explicit. The Torah says, Barishon, on the 14th day of the month, Barav Tochel Matzos. That night you should eat Matzos until the 21st day of the month. So you see, clearly the Torah refers to the 14th day of the month as Rishon. So you don't even need to compare the Pasuk of Ach B'yom Rishon with the other Pasuk of Shivas Yamim Sa'ar Lo Yimatziv Vatechem. Just independently, the Pasuk of Ach B'yom Rishon is clearly talking about Erev Pesach. So that's approach number two, how we know Chametz Zasar and Erev Pesach. Third approach, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Rishon Dmei Kara Mashma. The word Rishon in general, forget about Yom HaRishon, forget about talking about Erev Pesach, the word Rishon in general always means the day, always means before. Rishon does not mean first of. The word, just to touch the word in the Torah, it always means before. How do I know that? To Amar Krabi, because the Pasuk says, HaRishon Adam Tivaled. What, do you think you were born before Adam? So it's over there, it only makes sense to mean before. HaRishon Adam Tivaled doesn't mean first of. There's no series of anything that we're talking about. So it means what? Was a person born before Adam? So clearly, HaRishon means before. So that's the third approach, how I know that you have to get rid of chametz on Erev Pesach. Chametz already becomes asr on Erev Pesach, because clearly just the word in the Torah, when it says Ach b'yom Rishon tashpis sormi b'techem, the taich of the word Rishon means before. Elamayata says, well, wait a second. And now in the course, we're going to go back and forth here a little bit, but we're going to end up with three different psukim where it is very clear that the word Rishon does not mean before. The word Rishon means first of. So there's a lot of drushes in today's daf. So Elamayata, so ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that you want to say the taich of the word Rishon means the day before, or if that's the case, ulekachtem lachem b'yom arishon, the mitzvah of taking dalim minim, taking lulav and esrog, what does the Torah say? You take it b'yom arishon. So what? On Erev Sukkot you should be not to lulav and esrog? Certainly not. It's certainly referring to Sukkot itself. Hachinami, rishon d'mei karamashma. What? Rishon means the day before over there? Can't be. So that's pasuk number one that we're going to have. That clearly Rishon means the first day of and not the day before. But first the Gemara tried, before we quote the other pasuk, the Gemara is going to try to answer this pasuk independently. So says the Gemara, Shaini Asam Dichsiv Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yamim. No, over there we know Rishon means the first day of, because the pasuk continues and tells me that you should be Smachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokechem for 7 days with your Lulav and Esrog. So Mashvi Shvi Lechag Af Rishon, Rishon Lechag. So if the seventh day is the seventh day of, then the first day must be the first day of also, and not the day before. So that other pasuk reveals to us that the pasuk about Rishon is not talking about the day before. But wait a second, you can say the same thing by chametz. It says that on Yom HaRishon you destroy the chametz, and for 7 days you have to eat matzah. Zimkein nichtov kra Rishon, then it would have just said Rishon. HaRishon namali. The extra hey teaches me that it's even the day before. Meaning, in a chinami, from the pasuk about chametz, it sounds like we're talking about a series of 7 days, and day one is one of the seven, not the day before. But then the extra hey in HaRishon teaches me the day before also. So Shmamina l'chadamron, that's what the hey teaches me. Ihachi hasam nami HaRishon namali. But says the Gemara, but wait a second, the pasuk about lulav also says HaRishon. So you know what you should say by lulav? You should say that you take lulav for all 7 days, plus the extra hey, HaRishon should teach me that I have to take lulav and erev sukkahs too. And we certainly don't hold that. Vesu hasam dechsev b'yom HaRishon Shabbason or b'yom HaShmini Shabbason. And plus, says the Gemara, I'll give you another pasuk. This is pasuk number two, where Rishon clearly means first day of. It says b'yom HaRishon Shabbason. Will be Yom HaShmini Shabbason. So that's talking about the obligation to make a yantif on the first day of Sukkot and on the eighth day, on the in Shmini Atzeres. Say Emor Rishon Demei Karamashma. What? So you think Erev Sukkot is a yantif? There's Nisa Malach on Erev Sukkot? Clearly not. So that's pasuk number two that clearly Rishon means the day before. So again, the Gemara is going to try to answer that pasuk independently before we quote a third pasuk. Shaini Hasam Damakro Be Yom HaShmini Shabbason. Mashmini No, maybe over there it says Rishon in the context of comparing it to Shmini. So just like the eighth day is eighth day of a series, so to the first day is the first day of Yantif, not the day before Yantif. HaRishon Lamali. So, but says Gemara, well, why does it have the extra hay of HaRishon? Lemute Chol Shel Moed. Maybe that's just coming to tell me that Chol Moed is not a Yom Tov. That Chol Moed you don't have to observe with all of the halachos of Yom Tov. There are in Maseches Chagiga and Daf Yud Ches, there are a lot of drashos and tanaim for the makor of the Isser of Malachan Chol Moed. We don't do all Malachan Chol Moed either. So there is a Machlokas Rishonim about those drashos. Rashi holds in Moikat and Dafir Aleph that the drashos kumuros melacha chol hamoed is an iser min haTorah. Tosos, however, Rabbi Natam, quoted in Tosos Maseches Chagiga, holds that they're all only asmachtos. The iser of melacha chol hamoed is only an iser midrabanan. So Rabbi Perich just points out that according to Rashi, you have to say that when the Gemara says, "I would think to be memayed in iser melacha on chol hamoed," that we're talking about a melacha stavra aved that everyone would hold is mutter. Meaning our Gemara seems to saying Malachas Chol HaMoed is not an Isra at all. It says, when do you have an Isra Malacha? First day, eighth day. But and why does it say HaRishon? Lamute Chol HaMoed. There's no Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So you have to say that this is talking about the kind of Malacha that's actually Mutter on Chol HaMoed, the Chol HaDeos, like a Dover Avid. So Chol HaMoed says, wait a second, I need the extra hay to tell me that there's no Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed. You know how I would know there's no Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed? The same way I know there's no Isra Malacha today. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there's an Issa Malacha. What does the Torah tell me? There's not, which days of Sukkot is there an Issa Malacha? Day 1 and day 8. So I know on my own that the other days aren't included. Chol HaMoed, may Rishon HaShmini Nafka. I know that Chol HaMoed is not included in the Issa Malacha because the Torah tells me there's an Issa Malacha on day 1, there's an Issa Malacha on day 8. So obviously there's no Issa Malacha on the days in between. So it says Gemara Yisrach. I need another limud because Salka Daita Chamina hold the Kasa Rachmana Uba Yom Hashmini Vav Mosav Alinin Rishon Dafil Chol Shel Moed. I might have thought to Darshid that since it says that you don't do Malacha on Yom HaRishon and you don't do Malacha Uba Yom Hashmini, the Vav adds that not only do I not do Malacha on day 1 and day 8, but also other days in between. So Kamash Mulan, that's why I need the extra hay to tell me, no, Chol HaMoed is not included in this Isra Malacha. So says Gemara, what's happening over here? Had the Torah just told me Yom Rishon, Yom Shmini, I would know that there's no Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed. But the Vav by Yom Shmini seems to indicate there should be an Isra Malacha. So to counter that Vav, I need a hay of Bayom HaRishon to take away that Isra Malacha. So it says, I have a better idea. V'lo lichtav rachmana lo Vav v'lo hay. Instead of needing the hay to counter the Vav, just don't write the Vav in the first place, then you won't need the hay to counter it, and then you'll be back to just having Yom Rishon, Yom Shmini being Asra B'Malacha, and all the days in between being Mutar B'Malacha. V'su, and furthermore, there's another pasuk. There's a third pasuk where the word Rishon seems to indicate the day before, the first day of, and not the day before. Hasam dechsev by Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Yihi Alachem. The mitzvah to make the first day of Pesach a Yom Tov. The requirement to be knowing Nisra Malach on the first day of Pesach. Rishon Dmei Kara Mashma. What is that telling me? Nisra Malach on Erev Pesach. There may be a Nisra Malach on Erev Pesach. At least Makom Shenagu. We'll get to that in the fourth parak. But that's not what that pasuk is talking about. That pasuk is talking about observing Yantav on the first day of Pesach. So bottom line is, we now have a collection of three psukim where the word Rishon seems to clearly be referring to the first day of and not the day before. And therefore, our third approach to answering, to explaining, how do I know that Chametz is Asar and Erev Pesach was, oh, it's just what the word Rishon means. Rishon means the day before. Doesn't seem to work because we have three Rishons that don't mean the day before. They mean the first day of. By the mitzvah to take lulav, by the mitzvah to be knowing Yontif on the first day of Sukkot, and the mitzvah to be knowing Yontif on the first day of Pesach. So Ella, rather, says the Gemara, we're going to stick with our rule that Rishon really does mean the day before. These three exceptions teach me three things in Hashkafa. Elahani Shlosha Rishon mi Baile l'chadetani d'bei Rabbi Shmuel. These three Rishons are needed for a drasha of Tana d'bei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana d'bei Rabbi Shmuel b'schar Shlosha Rishon zachlu Shlosha Rishon. For the schar of observing these three rishons, of observing these mitzvos of lulav, of yantif on Sukkot, and of yantif on Pesach, we are zocha to three special treats that are also called rishon. Lahach rezaro shel Esav. One is to destroy the descendants of Esav. Number two, lebinyan beis hamikdash, to rebuild the beis hamikdash, ulishmo shel Mashiach, and to the name of Mashiach, we're zocha to. How do I see that those things are all called rishon? Lahach rezaro shel Esav dechsev. That when it describes the birth of Esav, he is called Harishon, comes out all red, full of hair. Ulibini Beis HaMikdash, where do I find Beis HaMikdash described as Rishon Dechsev? Kisei Kavod Marom Merishon Makom Mikdashenu. Ulishmo Shal Mashiach Dechsev Rishon Letzion Hinei Hinan. So you find that all of these three things are called Rishon, so it's Bischar, these three mitzvahs, that we get these three special treats, which leads all of the Achronim to try to figure out how. Why? What's the Midah Keneged Midah? How exactly do they line up with each other? So the Marsha suggests that not doing Malacha on Pesach is because we were Nigal from Shibud Mitzrayim, we had a Gula from Shibud Mitzrayim, and Hashem was Dan the Mitzrayim with 10 Makos, with drowning them in the ocean, drowning them in the sea, and therefore in the Zchus of observing that, we're also going to be Nigal Me Esav. I mean, just like we were saved from Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch is going to save us from the Galus of Esav as well. Hashem was saved us from the first Shibud, He's going to save us from this Shibud, from the second Shibud as well, and that's why the Sheet of Rabbi Shua and Rashana, Benisa Nigalu, or Benisa Nasid in the Yigael, that the Gulos are related to each other, just like the Gula from Mitzrayim happened in Nisan, the Gula Asida from Esav is also going to happen in Nisan. Shvisa on Sukkot, the Yisra Malacha on Sukkot, is because when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He was Paras Aleinu as Sukkah Shlomo, He gave us a sense of tranquility and protected us. So the Pasuk says, Kibas Sukkos Oshafti es Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in Sukkos. So in that Zuchus, we're going to be Zocha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, to the Ashras HaShchina, to be surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And that's why we do emphasize the theme of the Beis HaMikdash being referred to as a Sukkah on Sukkos. What do we say in the Bajing? Harachman Yakum Lanu as Sukkas David Anofalas. What's the Sukkas David? Sukkas David is the Beis HaMikdash. It has nothing to do with the Sukkah. But it does have what to do with the sukkah, because sukkah represents mikdash. The two are thematically linked with each other. And in the zchus of the Rishon of Lulav, so what's the Rishon of Lulav? The Rishon of Lulav is simcha, v'smach l'pnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. You take the Lulav and you experience simcha with the Lulav. It represents, the Gemara in Sukkah says, victory, represents a joyous song of victory. That's why we take a dafka during Hallel and we shake the Lulav. That's the idea of simcha associated with Lulav. And for that, we're zocha not just to Mashiach, but l'shmo shel Mashiach. Says the Marsha, the shmo shel Mashiach is Menachem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem us. As we begin this time now, this I think counts as a daf yomi coincidence, as we begin this time of observing Avelus over the Chorban Abayis. So that's what we look forward to, is the Nechama of the shmo shel Mashiach and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's how the Marsha links them up. There are other approaches in the Achronim. Chassam Sofer thinks that it doesn't line up in that way exactly. Chassam Sofer thinks that Mikra Kodesh of Pesach is going to be zochet to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Sukkos is going to relate to the Mapelas Umos, the Shivim Parei Achag on Sukkos relate to the Umos HaOlam. So that's going to be the downfall of Esav. And Lulav and the Pri Etzadar is kinoy to a tzaddik. It's a way we refer to a tzaddik. So that's what we're going to be zochet to Mashiach Tzidkenu, because of the Pri Etzadar that we take in the Dalad Minim. Of course, the other Minim represent other people also, not just tzaddik. But anyway, that's some Sofer's approach. Says Gemara now, a fourth possibility of how I know that you're not allowed that you have to get rid of chametz already on Erev Pesach, that the Isra of chametz, I should say, begins on Erev Pesach. Fourth approach, Rav Amrei Mehacha, lo sishkar al chametz dam zilchi. You're not allowed to shech the Karm Pesach when you still have chametz around. Lo sishkar ta Pesach va'adayin chametz kayim. You can't shech the Karm Pesach when you still have chametz around. So, and we know the Karm Pesach is shechted on Erev Pesach. So it's got to be by Chatzos and Erev Pesach. You got to get rid of chametz because that's already when you can shech the Karm Pesach. Frak tells us, no, you can't. You can't shech the Karm Pesach at Chatzos and Erev Pesach. You first got to shech the Karm Tamid. It's the going to learn in Perek Tamid Nishchan and Dafnun Ches that Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. So you got to shech the Karm Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim before you shech the Karm Pesach, and the Karm Tamid can't be shechted before Chatzos. So by definition, the Pesach is already pushed off a little past that. So Tosus suggests that if you would shech the Karm Pesach before the Karm Tamid, it would still be kosher from Chatzos and on. So that's how we see that the Isra of Chametz already begins at Chatzos. That's a Tosus Mitaritz. So anyway, so bottom line is, that's how we see that there's that the Isra of Chametz already begins on Erev Pesach at Chatzos. Frak the Gemara Veima Kol Chad V'Chad Ki Shachid. Maybe that's an individual thing. How do I know that that's a Kol Yisrael thing? That everyone's got to get rid of their chametz from the time that it's mutter for anyone to bring their Karm Pesach. Everyone brought their Karm Pesach on their own schedule. Some people brought it a couple of hours later. So maybe I just have to get rid of my chametz before I bring my Karm Pesach. Why is it that everyone has to get rid of their chametz? Mishay shows. So says Gemara Zman Shchita Amar Rachmana. The Torah is referring not to when you actually shech the Karm Pesach. It's saying the chametz becomes us at the Zman Shchita. Tanya Nami Achi, Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisus Ormi B'Techem, if Raisa supports this, quotes the Pasuk, Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisus Ormi B'Techem, Me Erev Yomtov, Oeinu Ele B'Yom Tov Atzmo. So is that mitzvah already on Erev Yomtov, or only on Yomtov itself? So Tamalomer, Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, Lo Sishchat Es HaPesach, V'Adai, Chametz Kayim, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So you see, the Tana Rabbi Yishmael already says this drasha of Rava, that since you're not allowed to shech Karm Pesach when you still have chametz around, so we see that you have to get rid of chametz already on halfway through the day on Erev Pesach. Fifth source for how I know you have to get rid of chametz on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarech, I don't need all these other sources. Areyu Omer, the Pasuk says, Ach b'yom arishon tashbis somri batechem. It says that you have to destroy the chametz on yom arishon, which we'll see why in a second. He assumes it means erev Pesach. Uksiv kol malacha lo sasu. It says that on yantif you're not allowed to do malacha, so you're not allowed to burn chametz on yantif. So when's the Torah telling me to burn the chametz? It's got to be erev yantif. Umatzinu la'avara shi'av malacha. We know that burning is nav malacha, so you can't do it on Pesach. So it must be that it's telling me to do it the day before Pesach. So it's not about the general translation of the word Rishon, and it's not about any hechruch from Yoma, another pasuk about 7 days, that Rishon has to mean the day before. No, it just has to mean the day before, because practically you can't do Tashbisu. You can't destroy, you can't burn Chametz on Pesach itself. The Gemara is going to come back to that. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, but first we have the sixth approach. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Eino Tzarech, Harei Yomer, Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu, Somri B'teichem, Me'er of Yom Tov, Eino El B'Yom Tov. What day is that pasuk talking about? Is it talking about Erev Yom Tov, Yom Tov itself? Tamalomer Ach Chilek. Well, the Torah says Ach, and Ach divides the day. V'Yom Tov Asma, Mishari, but on Yom Tov itself, we can't possibly divide the day and say that the first half of the day of the first day of Yom Tov is Mutter Rav Chametz. Ha'iskesh Hashvas Asar L'Achilus Chametz V'Achilus Chametz L'Achilus Matzah. Because we already said that you have to have Chametz destroyed by the time you're eating Matzah, and that's the where the Yisra of Achilus Chametz comes in as well. So we already see clearly that the first day of Pesach cannot be divided up into different parts. So that's how we know that it has to be referring to Erev Pesach. Now going back to Rabbi Akiva though, Rabbi Akiva says, how do I know you have to get rid of Chametz on Erev Pesach? Because you can't burn Chametz on Pesach, and you got to burn the Chametz. So Amar Rava, Rabbi Akiva, that's a loaded comment of Rabbi Akiva, says Rava. Amar Rava, Shmami Namid Rabbi Akiva Tchlas. Rabbi Akiva is actually teaching me three different things in this one comment. First of all, Shmamina in Bir Chametz El Shreifa. Rabbi Akiva is teaching me that that according to him, the only way to destroy Chametz is through burning Chametz. That in fact is a Machlokas Tanoim. Whether burning is the only way, or could even be Mefarer V'Zorah L'Ruach, can you crumble it up, throw it into the wind, V'Zorik Liyam, flush it down the toilet, right? Is that so? Rabbi Akiva is clearly assuming the only way to do Tashbisu is burning, and that's why he says it can't be talking about Nyantiv. Shmamina, second thing we see is Havar L'Chalek Yatzis. He said, we clearly see that that Rabbi Akiva understands that when the Torah says you can't do malacha on Shabbos, the Torah never identifies what the lametas malachos are, with one exception. It says lo savaru eish bechol moshvoseichem. The only one of the lametas malachos that's identified by the Torah is not to burn a fire. So there is a machlokas tanoim. Why does the Torah single out Havara? Is the Torah singling out Havara to make an example of Havara, to show that Havara reflects on all the other malachos, that whatever is true of Havara is true of the rest of them as well? Or is the Torah singling out Havara to make Havara an exception? Havara l'chalik yatzis means the first way, that Havara is just an example like any other malacha, that just like your chayef Havara, independent of all the other malachos, so too for each and every malacha, you're chayiv independently for each of the malachos. One might have thought, the Torah says you can't do lametas malacha, you can't do malachos, and we define it as lametas malachos. So when am I chayiv skila on Shabbos? If I violated all lametas malachos, as long as I still haven't winnowed, I'm still good, I still don't get me. That's what I might have thought. No, that's why it says, lo savaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem, that just like Havara on its own is a standalone malacha, so too every malacha on its own. I'm chayiv a separate carbon for each one, separate onesh for each malach independently. That's Havara l'chalek yatzis. The other approach is that Havara is l'lav yatzis, that when the Torah singles out lo savar v'ish b'chol mosh v'sechem, it's telling me that Havara is different than every other malacha. Every other malacha is a chiv misa. Havara is just a lo saseh, it's a regular lo saseh. Now, and then we shouldn't poo-poo a lo saseh, not just a lo saseh, but it's a lav da raisa, but it's not a chiv misa like the other lametas malachas. That's what Havara l'lav yatzis. From Rabbi Akiva, we see he holds the first way, not the second way, that Havara is a chalik yatzis. How do we see that? He just said that you're not allowed to burn. Whether it's a lav or whether it's a chiv misa, you're still not allowed to do it. So how do I see that he holds that it's dafka l'chalik yatzis? So Tosfos says 2 days. First, Tosa says, Midkari la av malacha. The fact that he calls it an av malacha, so that implies that it's l'chalik yatzis, that it's an av malacha like every other malacha. Or, va'odom riva, that the l'man yomer l'lav yatzis aloya asr b'yomtov, kivin dein shame malacha aleha. The Torah says you're not allowed to do malacha on yantiv. So, but the Torah doesn't define what malacha is. On Shabbos says you can't do malacha, plus lo savaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem. Yantif never says lo savaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem. So it would be mutter on Yantif if it were l'lav yatzis, if it were not included as an example of a malacha. It would be mutter on Yantif, says Tosfos. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says that it's aser on Yantif tells us that it's l'chalik yatzis, that it must be a malacha, a real malacha. Third thing we learn from Rabbi Akiva, Shmamina, Lomrin and Hol Vhutravar Latsar Khutrami Shlolitzarh. That we don't say that if you're allowed to light a fire for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, for cooking on Yantif, which you are allowed to do, that's Beferish, and the Pasuk says, Ach Asher Yechol Ochel Nefesh Ulevado Yaselechem. Whatever you need for Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do. So there are many that hold, we pass in this way, that once you're allowed to light a fire, Litzorach Ochel Nefesh, you could do it even Shalol Litzorach Ochel Nefesh, even for a non-food purpose. Rabbi Akiva must reject that, because that would, if we accepted Hoel Litzorach, we would be allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. So Rabbi Akiva obviously rejects that concept. So that's the triple chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. That's the end of our discussion of how I know that the issur of chametz red begins on Erev Pesach. Now the Gemara moves on to the second discussion, which is all about different people's chametz, how much achrayus you have to have for chametz in order to be chayiv, where the chametz has to be in order for one to be chayiv. Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa, and it's all drashas. Shivas yam sa'ar lo yimatzei b'batechem. For 7 days, you can't have sa'ar b'batechem in your home. Matam lomar v'lo kvar nemar lo yira lecha sa'ar v'lo yira lecha chametz b'chol gvulecha. It already says I can't have chametz b'chol gvulecha, anywhere, in any property that I own. L'fi shenemar lo yira lecha sa'ar shalcha yataroha, aval ataroha shalcher m'shal gavoha. Now, because it says lo yira lecha sa'ar, I would assume that that means you can't see your own chametz, but other people's chametz that belongs to Acherim, which the Gemara later is going to say means a guy, or chametz that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, that would be okay. Yachal Yatmin v'yikabel piktonos min anachri. I might think you could hide your own chametz, or accept a guy's chametz and watch over it in your house. Tamalomar lo yimatzei. That's why the pasuk says lo yimatzei, that you can't be makabel pikadon, you can't accept a guy's chametz to watch, you're not allowed to hide your own chametz. I would only know that this is true, that I'm not allowed to have chametz of a guy who I do not have any control over and who doesn't stay with me in the chatzer. So, how do I know that even a guy who I do have control over and lives with me in the same chatzer is also included? That's what lo yimatzei b'batechem teaches me. So good, now I know that I'm not allowed to have any of this chametz in my house. How do I know that I'm also not allowed to have it in boros shichnu u'ma'aros? So says the Gemara, tamalomar b'chol gvulecha. That's why the pasuk says b'chol gvulecha, in any of your borders, meaning anywhere in your property, you're not allowed to have it. V'adayin ani yomer b'batim over mishum bali ra bali matzi bali yatim bali kal b'ktonos min anachri. But I might still distinguish between the Yisurim that apply in my house and the Yisurim that apply in my yard. I would think that in my house, I'm not allowed to own chametz, not allowed to see chametz, I can't even hide it, can't even have a pikadon that belongs to a guy. But in my backyard, I just can't have my own chametz, but I can have a chametz that belongs to other people. All this other stuff doesn't apply. How do I know to apply everything it says about b'chol gvulecha to apply to my house, and everything it says about my house to apply to my backyard also? So tam lomar, sa'ar, sa'ar, l'gzera shava. It's a gzera shava that links the two psukim, sa'ar and sa'ar. Nemar sa'ar bebatim. It says sa'ar in the context of one's home. Sa'ar lo yimatzei b'batechem. V'nemar sa'ar b'gvulin lo yirai l'cha sa'ar. Ma sa'ar bebatim over mishum bal yirai ba yimatzei bal yatim bal yikabu p'tonos min anachrim. Just like the sa'ar that talks about in my house, it all of these yisurim apply. Av sa'ar amar b'gvulin, so too by the sa'ar that it talks about in my yard, over mishum, bal yira, bal yimatzei, bal yatmin, bal yikal b'tonos min anachri, can't see it, can't have it, can't hide it, can't accept it from a guy. And just like in my yard, I'm allowed to have chametz that belongs to a guy, as long as I don't have responsibility for it, and chametz that belongs to Hagdish. So too in my house, I'm allowed to have chametz that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, or that belongs to a guy. So now the Gemara is going to analyze a lot of those drushes. That was one long brisa. So says Gemara, Amar Mar, Ein li ala benachri shalok yivashu vein shari mach b'chatzin nachri shakivashu v'shari mach b'chatzin minayin. I would only know this true about a guy who you don't have control over. How do I know that it's also true about a guy who you do have control over? Tamalomar lo yimatze. That's what the pasuk says, lo yimatze. So it says more klapi laya. Wouldn't I have assumed the other way? That a guy who I do have control over is a bigger problem, and I need an extra rebuy to tell me about a guy who I don't have control over? Some rabbi epa. Chabai says, yeah, you gotta switch around the sentence. Rava amar li olam lo tepach. No, don't switch around the sentence. Va'resha kai, it's going on the resha. Shalucha iyataroa, aval ataroa shalacherim v'shal gavoa. We're going on not the iser of being makabla achrayus for the chametz of a guy, but the heter of having chametz of a guy that you were not makabla achrayus for. I would think that heter only applies to a guy who I have no control over and I don't live with. How do I know that the heter applies to a guy who I do have control over and I do live in proximity to? Tamalomar lo yimatzei. That's why Pasuk says lo yimatzei. V'haytana mahadir ater v'nasa l'kro li'isura. But wait a second. We're trying to say, how do I know that it's mutter? And what do we come up with? The Pasuk of lo yimatzei, which is, sounds like an isur. So says Gemara, mishum shenemar l'cha l'cha trei zimni. No, the limud is not from the word lo. The limud is from the word l'cha. Lo yimatzei l'cha. So it's the double l'cha that teaches me that I'm not allowed to have my own stuff, but somebody else's stuff I am allowed to have so long as I'm not mekabel achrayus on. And that's going to be the next rush of the Gemara. We're starting 6:55 today? Okay, so we'll pick up from Amar Mar, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.